We might want to say, oh man, those are cute shoes. Wow, those look fabulous with the dress. But when you ask yourself deep down inside, what's the first thing you think about? Because I can tell you the first thing I think about is, oh my gosh, I bet her feet are dying in those shoes.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. So Stetson and I are just back from the Amazon Creator event in Los Angeles. It was actually in downtown Los Angeles, and it was amazing. And I'll talk about it a little bit here, but I'm going to try to get Stetson and I together again to record together again because it's just me this week. But I want us to share, you know, what our highlights were, our takeaways and everything. So I'm going to try to get us together for next week. When you hear the podcast, it'll be a week from now and we can share a lot of our favorite things because it was really, really fun. It was amazing. But what I want to talk about today is shoes, women's shoes. So you know how when, okay, so let me back up. So part of our events, like this was a 2-day event, the Amazon Creator event was 2 days. It was Thursday and Friday, and they had a concert for us on Thursday night, and they had a red carpet event for us on Friday night. And then in between the two, you know, the Thursday day event, Friday day event, we were just elevated, dressed up, you know, like elevated casual, just like wearing the shoes and the leather pants and, you know, all the stuff to be just be elevated because they're going to be filming, taking a lot of pictures, a lot of content being recorded. So everybody there was just super super elevated, which is really fun, including us. I mean, we did a lot of shopping beforehand so that we were ready to go. But I want to go to the red carpet event specifically first, talk about that. So, you know, when you go to a really fancy event, something where like all the women are wearing cocktail dresses and, you know, all the men are dressed up, they're wearing either like blazer and nice shoes and slacks or tie or no tie and open shirt, you know, like all that. But let's just forget the men. Can we just forget about the men for a second? But when you see the women, okay, you see them in their gorgeous cocktail dress and you look down at their shoes. I mean, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? We might want to say, oh man, those are cute shoes. Wow, those look fabulous with the dress. But when you ask yourself deep down inside, what's the first thing you think about? Because I can tell you the first thing I think about, and maybe you agree, is, oh my gosh, I bet her feet are dying in those shoes, right? I mean, seriously, why are women's shoes so dang uncomfortable, especially the dressy ones, but even the non-dressy ones? Like you might see a cute pair of boots that just do not feel good on your feet. Like they look super cute, but they're just don't feel good on the feet. So for myself, I have what I call wimpy feet. I mean, they're just totally wimpy. I don't break in shoes. I, you know, if they don't fit me beautifully and super comfy before I walk out of the store, like I'm just trying them on, I won't buy them because I know that they're going to hurt my feet from here on out. So I like Dansko brand. I like Gelato brand, and I like Adidas tennis shoes. And, you know, I have some of my favorite brands, but if I'm looking for a cute shoe, and I wanted to go with the outfit, I know it's not going to be comfy. I know that my feet are going to hurt. So Stetson and I bought like a bunch of new clothes and new shoes so that we had outfits and different things to combine with. And the shoes were an important part of it because we wanted to look super cute. So normally for me, I'm just speaking for me. I know Stetson wears a little bit more, I don't know. I feel like her feet are just a little bit tougher. So if she's going to go out fancy, you know, she's wearing higher heels and, you know, more straps and all. But my heels were kind of low. They were heels, but they were low heels, which is great for me because I feel like I did my time. I did my time wearing all the high heels when I was an executive and I had to wear pumps every day. And so now my feet, like I said, my feet are kind of wimpy anyway, but I went with a lower heel, cute, strappy shoes. So Before I even left Grants Pass, I bought from a local shoe store, I bought some little pads and little things for the ball of my feet, little things to kind of help deal with the pain. And I brought them with me to the event in my purse in case I needed them. And sure enough, as the day's going on, I'm tucking those little things in around the straps where they were digging into my baby toe or they were digging into the side of my big toe. And then like that night when we get back, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's the first thing I want to do is take off my shoes. So I'm not the only one though. So the next day when we were meeting with a lot of gal pals, we're making friends, we're sitting and meeting with friends, everybody is complaining about their feet, like their shoes, because not everyone is used to wearing cute strappy shoes to go with the dress or the super high heels to go. And there was a lot of standing. Fair, not, I wouldn't say there's like a ton of walking, but there was a lot of standing and just like walking down some steps and walking across like decomposed granite into the education hub tent and that kind of thing. But man, by day two, there was one gal that we met. Her name is Jalen, and she's super successful. In fact, she was on the speaking panel twice. And she said, my feet are so sore and painful that they were feeling swollen. And Stetson and I had just come from one of the, like our very last session of day two, which was like the last one of the event before the closing segment. But they were giving away like Elemis face products and makeup brushes and a makeup mirror, a little travel mirror. We were telling her all the goodies that we got. She said, you know what? I think I would love all of that, but I can't even think about putting my shoes on and walking back there to get the stuff. And honestly, the rest of us were feeling the same. Like, we don't even feel like going back and getting some for you because our feet were so sore. So, we go to this cocktail event, our red carpet event, and everybody is wearing high heel shoes and just kind of talking about grinning and bearing it. But a couple of gals just toughed it out and they owned it wearing tennis shoes. Like, they were cute, they were like new. They weren't like the grubby, shoes that you wear in your backyard. No, they were nice. They were pretty. They were white, but they were so comfortable. They were dancing. They were moving about. They were, bebopping around where the rest of us wearing our heels. Like all we could do was it's just like bebop back and forth to all the great music because you can't really dance because your feet hurt so much. I mean, really, what is this? Why can't somebody design a pair of shoes or a whole line of shoes that actually feel good? And if you all know of any of those shoes, you probably had some favorites that you feel like you can walk around in all day and they fit you like a glove, no matter if they're high heel, low heel, boot, whatever, tennis shoes, whatever it is. And you love those shoes, right? And you even get them re-heeled. You take them to the cobbler and you get new soles put on or new, whatever, the strap breaks and you put a new one because they feel so good. Why don't all of our shoes feel like that? I was thinking about this and I was having this conversation with myself and I was bouncing it off my husband too about the shoes. Like when we go to an event, we're not trying to impress the men folk, are we? We are wearing these fancy shoes for other women to look at our feet and go, wow, those are cute shoes. Why do we have this standard when the men wear like really nice leather shoes that are comfortable? You don't hear them complaining about their feet. They wear shoes that are sensible, that are comfortable. When did it change where women don't look like their shoes match their outfit unless they're high heel, strappy, glittery, perfectly like just everything that goes perfectly well with the outfit? Like, why is that? When did that occur? I mean, when I think about like the olden days back in like, let's say late 1800s, even early 1900s, where women were still wearing boots that you had to lace up with what do you call those things? Those things that you had to, it's like a stick thing that you use to lace it up over the hooks and things. But those shoes kind of look sort of comfy, but they still had a little heel on them. And I guarantee you that those women were all about making sure their feet looked tiny. They were probably squeezing a size 8 foot inside of a size 3 shoe. You know what I mean? Like, why do we do this to ourselves? Why do women have to feel like we have to, I don't even know where this came from. I do it too. I mean, I totally do it. And my feet are still sore. Stetson and I were at the hotel yesterday eating breakfast. And I saw a gal who was at our conference. She was getting out of an Uber. She had gone shopping, did a little shopping. She was wearing her Uggs, her Ugg boots. And I know why, because she had a cute dress on, but her feet needed to be in pillows. You know what I mean? Like, I could totally relate. And if I had had UGG boots with me, I think I would have been wearing them too. I wore the most comfy shoe that I had with me, which were boots. And I didn't even zip them up. They were just like loose on my feet because my feet were so sore. Oh my gosh. So anyway, I don't know if you can relate to any of this, but if you can, you know, send me a DM. Say, hey, Margaret, I could totally relate to your shoe story on the podcast. You know, DM Everything Envy, because that's where I can see it. But, and then, you know, somebody will get it to me. But if you can relate, definitely let me know if you can relate. And also, if you have a line of cute shoes that you like, let me know. Like, you know, say, hey, try this brand, or try, I'm happy with those. But I feel like every woman's foot is different. My feet are big. I wear a size 8 normally in tennis shoes. I'm wearing a 9 sometimes in shoes or like boots, but in high heels or low heels, I wear an 8. And, you know, I'm just all over the map. But what I don't like is just that we have to compare ourselves for other women's viewpoints so that we look cute, so that we feel confident in our shoes. And why is that? Like, why can't we wear tennis shoes with the cute cocktail dress? You know, where is the line of cocktail dress tennis shoes? Maybe they exist. Maybe they're all glittery. But the problem is we don't feel confident wearing them, right? Like, we don't have the confidence to say, you know what? I'm going to ditch the heels, the strappy, glittery heels, and go for the cute tennis shoes that I know are going to fit me well and feel comfy in my, and I'm going to wear them with my cocktail dress so that I can walk around and be comfy and not be thinking about my feet all day long. But by the end of the event, we were all just complaining about how tired our feet are, how sore our feet are. Can't wait to get them off. Oh my gosh, we have this cocktail event. Somebody was talking about getting lidocaine to spray on her feet. Somebody was talking about taking a bunch of Advil or Tylenol for her feet. You hear me? You see what I mean? Do you agree? Girl, if you agree, let me know. Just like I said, send a message, let me know. So that's it for today. I just wanted to like rant a little bit about shoes, see if any of you feel the same. I know this has nothing to do with really anything at all, but I thought maybe it's an interesting topic to bring up because I want to see how many of you all feel the same about your feet and about the lack of confidence when you don't have the right shoes with the right dress or the right pants or anything. Do me a favor too. Also, if you like the podcast, give it a rating. Like if you're on Spotify, you know, you can give it a 5, you know, a 1 to a 5-star rating. Give us a rating. Hopefully it'll be a like one if you like it. You know, a full 5-star review rating. And I think if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can probably actually leave a little comment there, but definitely rate us. Give us a thumbs up if there is such a thing. Download the episodes that you think are your favorites that you want to listen to again, because that all helps boost the podcast and just makes it a little more, you know, it helps us. It just helps us is all. So anyway, I think I will maybe even leave some links in the description of this podcast for the tools that I used on my feet while I was at the event. I had these little cushion thingies. They're little small sticky bits that are clear, and I tucked them around my toes so that they couldn't even be seen, but they definitely made my shoes more comfortable for the cocktail dress that I was wearing and the low heels, strappy heels that I was wearing. I will link those in the description of the podcast. Okay. So if you want to know what I used, they will be there. So if you like it, you know, you can click the link and go from there. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be talking to you again next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.